Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shutting down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your man, Father Time, just chilling, rolling solo tonight. My man ain't going to be in tonight. So y'all know what that means. I get to run the house my way. Just don't tell him I said that. All right, y'all, we're going to jump off into this quick song right quick. I'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's your man, Father Time, once again, rolling solo tonight. But it's all gravy, baby. So I'm sitting back. I'm relaxing. And what do I see? First thing I see is Caitlyn Jenner. We got to address the elephant in the room. Now, it really don't matter to me. I don't care what you do, who you are, how you live. I don't really give a shit about that kind of shit. But this motherfucker went from a world-class athlete, won a decathlon back in 1976, gold medal at the Olympics, was considered the greatest athlete in the world. And he goes from that to a woman. You heard me? A woman. Now, I don't know about y'all. That's kind of funny to me. And the killing part about it is everybody think that he's so brave, he's so courageous, because he went from a man to a woman. But now we look at Michael Jackson. He basically lightened up his skin. He was called weird, crazy. But what's the difference? He was vilified. Oh, hold on, y'all. Hold on. What's happening, Janine?
Hello, how are you?
I'm just kicking it, chilling, doing what I do, rolling solo tonight.
Okay.
Now, I was just talking about Caitlyn Jenner. You seen this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as a woman, what do you think? You okay with it? Do you even give a shit about it?
I really don't care too much about it. That's just life. The thing I don't like about all of that those types of things is when they involve other people. I would completely understand if you didn't have kids and that was just your life and you didn't involve other people in those types of decisions. Then, you know, you can do whatever you want. It's your life.
But it's kids are grown.
Okay, but it still affects them. It affects them. If all your life you've had a father, and yeah, you're saying I'm still gonna have a father, but now you just changed your name. You don't look the same. Now you dressed up as a woman. You try to tell me that don't affect the kids?
Well,
I understand how old they are, but now those are things. It affects them. Now, whether they are something or not, you know, that's on them. But what I'm saying is it's going to affect them. You know what I mean? I mean, just from other people talking about it, you know, affects them. So,
but you,
it's just sad.
You know what the worst part about it? The worst part about it. Now, I know he used to be she used to be a man or whatever. I know this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at that Vanity Fair picture, that motherfucker looked better than his ex-wife.
First of all, I'm sure they touched that picture up. I'm sure he don't look exactly like that. And you saw how much makeup they had on him.
You need to see. I saw a side-by-side picture of him and his ex-wife. That motherfucker looked better than her. And he's 65 years old.
You could tell where he had got touched up at, especially like on his arm and stuff like that. I mean, he is 65, so you know he don't have wrinkles and all that other type of stuff. His face was just as he didn't have from either he didn't have some work done or they didn't touch him up really good.
Well, it's obvious he had work done. There ain't no way around that.
Yeah.
I mean, but from that picture I saw, she was looking rough. And that motherfucker was looking better than her. You know what I'm saying? And now do you call him granddad or grandma?
And that's the whole thing. What I'm saying is bringing the kids into it. I want to call you the same thing I've been calling you. I don't care what you change yourself into. But, you know, some of them get mad about that. When you're not respecting what I want and stuff like that. I mean, it depends on how he is with it. Because some of them, they don't want you to call them dad no more.
Well, I mean, hey, if my father looked better than my mama, I'm not calling him dad no more neither.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't understand it, though. How you go 65 years being a man and then all of a sudden, you know, he talking about, well, he's been like this his whole life, but you got kids.
Exactly.
Means you've been fucking.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to like it because you got more than one kid. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I get confused about the whole thing because it's like he said, like I saw his interview. I did see his interview he did with Diane Sawyer, and he was like, you know, I want to be a woman, but I like women, and I don't know. It's confusing to me. It's just confusing. I just don't understand it.
I mean, hey, I don't knock nobody for doing what they're doing, but to just change yourself into a woman, I mean, I think that's, you know, overstepping. You know, how can you like women, but you want to be one? That don't make no sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, I had a cousin who, you know, dressed up as a woman and shit like that. But, you know, that's the type of shit that bothered me. But he was with a guy. And that's what, I mean, I don't know. For some reason, I understood that. You know what I'm saying? That I understood.
Did the guy know he was a guy dressed up like a woman?
Yeah. He did. I mean, for some reason, that I can understand. I don't know. But why be a, I don't know. You be a woman, you dress up as a woman to go be with a woman. I don't understand that.
Now, I think he's looking for a man.
No, he likes women. That's what he's saying. He said he's not like, he's not into men or nothing like that. He just likes to dress up in women's clothing, and he wants to be, has always wanted to be a woman. But he doesn't like men, he likes women. That's what he said.
That don't make no damn sense. What's the purpose of being a woman then?
I got confused after that. I just didn't understand it. And I mean, women be with women all the time, but I don't know. You see, I don't know. I just don't understand it.
It's retarded to me. I thought he was gay. That's why I thought he turned himself into a woman, because he wanted men.
No, that ain't what he said. Well, that ain't what he said, so.
That is this motherfucker turned himself into a woman to be with other women? That's retarded.
And my
you
thing
just
is,
stayed
you know,
and do.
I don't know why, you know, a lot of his marriages ended or whatever, but one of his wives knew that he liked to do that. I mean, to me, that was your best scenario. I mean, the person who know you and she accepted who he was and everything.
So then they trying on the same dress together. Well, let me see how it look on you. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean,
that's
but
crazy
then to
hell.
Move on. I know, and then to move on to somebody else that you lied to. You know what I'm saying? That you lied to when you was with somebody who knew. That I mean, I don't understand that. And now you sneaking around trying on the kids' clothes and stuff. And your wife's clothes while they not at home.
That I know it. I know his four oldest kids is like, fuck that. We don't want shit to do with him. They don't. They
no,
not, because he got a show coming.
No, the older ones are the ones that supporting him.
Man, see, I read something totally different. The four oldest mm-hmm. ones was like, we don't want nothing to do with him. We ain't doing the show, nothing.
No, they were on Diane Sawyer with him. They had all of them on there, the four older kids. Yeah.
Wow, I would love to be in a room. I want to know what the Kardashians got to say. I wonder, do they support them, her? I don't even know what to call the motherfucker.
I think it's a few of them go in a, you know, going different ways or whatever. But he said the one that he said the one that he thought would be the most accepting of him was the one that can't accept it, and that was Chloe.
Oh, wow.
The one that was married to Lamar. You know, she always was the wild one and, you know, doing shit, and she just can't accept it at all. He said, actually, the one who surprised him, who has been by his side, was Kim Kardashian.
She just as fucked up as he is.
And I don't
you know she going to support him.
And I don't know about his two kids, how they really feel about it. They just seem like they just don't really want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't either. I ain't answering no questions. Don't ask me nothing. Don't try to stop me and talk to me. I have nothing to say about my shaddy. He's a she daddy. You know what I mean? He's a she daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have stayed a man and just dressed up in women's clothes. He could have did that, and nobody would have said nothing about it. This motherfucker turned himself into a woman. I thought he was gay. I thought the whole reason behind all of this is he wanted to be a woman. He was born a man, but secretly he was a woman. He wanted to be a woman. I thought the motherfucker was gay. I didn't know he just wanted to dress up in women's clothes. He could have did that shit in the crib. It's dumb as hell. Excuse me. It don't make no sense. And I saw another picture. I mean, we kind of touched on this, I think about 2 weeks ago. But the picture I saw today, it just fucked my head up. And, you know, it's about Jaden Smith. You know, this motherfucker went to the prom in a dress. He had on a dress. Now, the last time he had the Batman suit on, that's okay. That's cool. I can fuck with that. This motherfucker had a dress on. Dress. A straight-up dress. What the hell is going on in this world? I'm not understanding it. What the hell are they teaching him?
I just saw her in the article. His,
who's
her name?
Jada, his mama.
Jada, yeah. talking about.
What's she talking about? She
has told her kids not to get married.
They in an open relationship, so what's the difference?
She claimed they not. She said he has. I mean, she keep. Basically, it's like, to me, people keep saying they're in an open relationship, but I don't think that's what it is. I think, you know, they maybe do their own thing, but they don't throw it in each other's face and they still show respect. It was like, she was like, he has much integrity. Talking about Will Smith, you know, he has great integrity about himself and things like that. And she was like, as long as whatever he do, he can look at himself in the mirror and be okay with it, then I'm good, she said, because I'm not his watcher. I can't watch everything he do. And, I mean, that's true.
That is true.
I mean, you can't watch everything what people do. It's not like I think what she's saying is, I'm not out here giving him the green light. Well, yeah, you can go fuck whoever you want to. You know what I'm saying? But what I think she's saying is, if people going to do what they going to do, how can I stop them? And what she said is, and just because a man finds another woman attractive, don't mean he loves you any less. And that's what she said.
That is very true.
It does seem like to me she just got, she know her husband, and you know what I mean? And he may do what he do, but he better show her respect. That's what it seemed like to me. You see what I'm saying? That's what it seemed like to me.
Now, I'm going to tell you, from the article that I read, from what I read, they don't consider it open. She considers it, they're in a grown-up relationship. That's what she calls it, a grown-up relationship.
Yeah.
So basically what the article was saying is that they both mess around with other people, but the other person has to okay it. You know what I'm saying? Like she has to go to him and be like, "Hey, look, I'm about to go do a Larry Fishburne. You know, you okay with it?" And he either gives her a yes
so.
Or a no.
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think so.
It could work like that.
No, it can't.
But isn't that what an open relationship is?
No, a relationship is you doing whatever, but the other person don't know what you're doing. You both agree. It's not like, that's just like, I might as well bring him home then. It's like, oh, me and so-so about to go on a date. Is it okay with you? You know, or something like that. The whole point about it is, it's not being thrown in your face. If I'm sitting here.
Hold on a second, Janine. Hold on a second. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's going down, Father Time? This Bush.
What's up, dog?
What's good, San City?
Hello.
All right, Janine, go ahead. Finish your point.
I'm just saying, I don't think open relationships are that way. I believe people know, and you have the okay to be with different people, but that don't mean that you going to them asking permission, or, you know, you throwing it in their face or letting them know when you leave and going out with this person and such. I don't know. I don't think it's that deep.
Well, from what I read from the article, that they say that that's how it goes down. And Wendy Williams is supposed to be in an open relationship too. But from the article, they're saying that she's really not into it, but she gives her husband the okay, like you know, go ahead and do what you do. But I ain't really into that. That ain't right.
Why is that right?
That's not right. Because if I give my wife permission to go do somebody else,
uh-huh,
I'm gonna go do somebody else.
That's right.
So she
that's
must be stupid.
Oh, you mean Wendy Williams just because she decided not to?
Right.
Well, she might be, you know, everybody has that something about them that they like to do. And maybe she's the working person, and her thing is she likes to make money. And maybe she's too busy. Even though she may not just be out there meeting all these different people, she probably do have somebody. She ain't just not doing nothing with nobody, I'm sure.
She never at home, so might as well let her get some.
Exactly. You know, she ain't never there.
I mean, if she didn't let him do it, he gonna do it anyway.
Exactly.
But that's not an open relationship. That's a one sided relationship.
Well,
I don't understand how that's
because she know. It's still open because she know. Just because she decide, that's her choice.
Yeah, she choose not to.
She just choose not to, and that's her saying that. That don't mean that.
Well, she a damn fool. You know,
love
that's like me giving
foolish things.
That's like me giving my wife a hall pass, and I don't take one. I give her a hall pass, and she need, and then she give me one, but I don't act on it, and she act on hers. I'm a damn fool.
But that's not true because women do it all the time. That's just like women who give they husbands or men threesome, but that don't mean they go be with men. What's the difference? So the man still, you know, still have an opportunity to be with another woman, but she not being with nobody else.
Did that make doesn't that make her a fool when she has the opportunity to do it?
Yeah, I mean,
how does that make her a fool? That's what I don't understand. So you saying if he's sleeping around with women or whatever, if she know about it or they doing it together, doing threesomes or whatever, if she decide not to sleep with a man other than him, she's stupid. Is that what you're
I'm not saying it like that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is if she gives him the okay,
mm-hmm,
and he gives her the okay, he acts on it and she don't, that makes her that makes her a fool. She should act on it.
Some people don't like meeting new people, hell. And sometimes you just don't bother with other people. You're trying to meet somebody and now you got to deal with them and their ways and stuff like that.
Well, I found the Smith. I'm gonna read you what it said. It says Jada says that she and Will don't have an open relationship. They have a grown relationship, which means they're each allowed to stray, but only if the both of them gives the okay.
Mm.
That's what the article say.
Wow.
Well, if it works.
Exactly.
It works for them. They still date.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at a bunch of them. Robin Thicke and Paula Patton. I don't even know. Are they still together? I thought they got a divorce.
I thought they did too.
Well, I'm gonna read off some of these. LeBron James and his wife in an open relationship.
Well, LeBron cheat.
Yeah, LeBron cheat. What? You can't call it cheating because she says she gives the okay. You know what I mean? But she doesn't do it. She lets him do it, but she doesn't do it. She just buying her time. In 10 years, She waiting till that motherfucker get $1 billion and then she gonna divorce his ass. and take half his shit. Cause she ain't doing it, he doing it. So you know what that means. She's just waiting.
So she
That's
found
all
the right
she doing,
way.
Waiting.
Wait no
No, she waiting until LeBron James get that $1 billion. Cause he gonna hit $1 billion sooner or later. He gonna be worth $1 billion, and then she gonna be like, "Up, oh, I want half. Goodbye. See
I'm pretty,
you later."
I'm pretty sure he has. You know, prenup is the new wet day now with the rich people. I'm pretty sure
he
had prenup.
He ain't got no prenup. This has been his girl since he was in like junior high. She been down with him when he ain't had nothing. Just
well,
like Michael Jordan's wife.
Like that. She might not be like that.
Well, it's just like Michael Jordan. He didn't have a prenup.
Well, his wife didn't know. She didn't
I'm
know. That's, no. That's different.
No, you're missing the whole point. What I'm saying is he didn't have a prenup, and him and his wife been together since he was in college. You know what I'm saying? They got married
right.
when he was poor. They didn't need a prenup. And what I'm saying is LeBron James feel the same way. That girl been with him since he was broke. And he felt when he married her, he didn't have all them millions.
But she loved
him.
How
you gonna go?
That's different. That's different from Mike, though, still. Because Mike's wife didn't know. She was with him. You truly know she was with him through college and all that when he was broke. Then he got rich, and then he went and fucked on her. So, yeah, she took half, over half, because she was hurt. This
he made that shit.
Doing.
He made that shit right back. Oh, your girl Monique is in an open relationship.
Now,
she
yeah,
in the
I heard
same type.
That.
She in the same type of relationship as LeBron, and she knows she gives dude the okay, but she don't do it. That's what she say. I don't believe that
yeah.
shit. I don't believe that shit. Come on, now. She on the road all the time doing, you know, stand-up comedy.
Is,
you telling me she ain't never
is
took nobody
get,
back
is
to the
just,
hotel?
Is she just getting $8? Is that cheating?
I think it is.
There's no penetration.
Well, that's
about
to
fuck
your dick, is that, too?
Yes, it is.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with that, baby. I don't see nothing wrong with that at all.
Oh, goodness.
It's still cheating at the end of the day, goddammit. If I'm married and you ain't my wife and you see me naked on purpose, I'm cheating.
Whoa, that's a little dramatic there. Supposed to close my eyes? You should walk your ass by me while you're naked. I'm going to look. Shit. I'm window shopping.
I said on purpose. That means I got naked for you.
Oh.
And you ain't my wife.
But you don't act on it, so that's not cheating.
Hey,
you might
Gabriel
as well say,
Union. Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade in an open relationship. Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh,
she is gorgeous to me.
She does it too?
She says she don't do it, but he do it, and he end up with a baby. He got a baby by somebody else. While they were on a break. That's crazy as hell. You want to have an open relationship and then you get somebody pregnant?
We was on a break, so we wasn't together. Hey, wasn't together.
Yeah, it don't always work like that.
You shouldn't have wanted a break.
It don't always work like that, man. If we on a break, okay, Janine, me and you, we're in a relationship. We're together.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for a little while. You know what I'm saying? We have a big old fight. And we you know, we give each other a little space, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while we in our little space, I go get somebody else pregnant. You know, technically we ain't together because, you know, we on our space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gave you space, you gave me space, but I got somebody else pregnant.
Okay.
You taking me back? Are you going to take me back?
Ooh, probably not.
Probably not.
You know what? It depends on where I am in the relationship, too. It just depends. We only been together a year, something like that, and shoot, I'm not about to be raising no new kids or something like that. That's the way I feel then. No. If we've been together for like 5 years, and we was just on a little break, and I mean, I'm really, really, really in love with him, then I might consider it.
Wow, really?
It may depend on the woman, too. You know, people don't, it ain't just about the baby. You know, it ain't the baby, because, you know, I would treat the baby the same. That's not the problem. It's dealing with the woman. That's the issue.
I'm not taking your ass back. You go be with that motherfucker.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying?
If you love
the type of motherfucker. No, dude. I'm the type of motherfucker. Even if we on break, technically we still in a goddamn relationship. We ain't actually broke up. We just giving each other some space. That means you cheated on me, and then you got pregnant, and then you talking about, well, baby, let's get back together. Hell no. You can go down the street with that shit. You better go be with you who got you pregnant. Go find your baby daddy. I ain't taking your ass back. I just don't think it's that much love in the world. You brought a baby in the house.
From
and
somebody
then we get
else.
Back together. Right. And we get back together. Now I got to hear your baby and this other motherfucker cry all day. He ain't even my baby. But I'm listening to the baby cry all day. No. No, I don't think I could ever forgive that. I can't do that. You know, that happened to my father. My father, I actually have a sister younger than my daughter. My father stepped out on my stepmama. Yeah. My youngest sister is younger than my daughter. He stepped out on my stepmama, you know, and I give her all the credit in the world. She's a way better person than I am. And she actually raising her.
Whoa, that's cool.
I give her all the props in the world.
Me.
I give her, because I would have kicked that motherfucker clean out the house. Man, you got to go. And then you want me to raise the baby? Because the mom is a crackhead, you know. Mama, she a crackhead, so, you know, he took custody of the baby, and she had the baby since the baby was, like, 2 months. That's, I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I mean, it's one thing to cheat, but to bring a living person into it, man, that's a lot of forgiveness, man. I don't think I got enough forgiveness in my heart for that. It's just something
that
I just can't forgive.
A lot of forgiveness.
That's man, ooh-wee.
I'm not that big a person. I'm sorry.
I don't think I am neither. I don't think I can forgive that. I mean, I might can forgive you cheating on me. You know, I might forgive that. You know, a couple of years later, I might stop thinking about it. But if there's a baby involved, I'm going to have to look at this baby every day. Knowing, you know, you was with me when you had this baby, but it ain't my baby. You know, I'm going on Maury. Maury, I'm 1,000% sure that is not my baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm 1,000% sure. This is not my baby, Maury. Tamar, you are not the father. I told you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Janine, we should go on that show.
What show?
On Maury. Get your youngest child, right? And you know what I'm saying? You call Maury, be like, you know, I need a DNA test. You know, how old is your youngest?
10.
He's been denying my baby since he was 14. You know what I'm saying? We get on there. And, of course, it ain't going to be mine. But you be like, I'm 1,001% sure. You know what I'm saying? Then have your son come in there and be like, I just want to have a relationship with my dad, you know, make that shit sound real good. And shit, we could be on TV for like 15 minutes.
Hell no, then they'll DNA the person he thinks is his dad, and then that shit will come back negative, and then I'll be looking crazy, like, damn, how many motherfuckers here? Then I'll be that one out there, how many of them motherfuckers he fucking?
Hey.
He was with. Yeah. Oh, you don't care about my reputation.
I'm just saying, I could get on it, but like, Maury, I know for a fact she was fucking 25 other people.
Whatever.
She don't know who her baby daddy is, Maury. It ain't me. You know, and then you be like, that's bullshit. You lying, motherfucker, and all this shit. And then when he say you are not the father, you got to get up and run like a track star off the stage. Because you know that's what they do.
Mm-mm. Not knowing none of that.
Oh, man, come on. We could make that shit work. I was going to do Jerry Springer. You know, Jerry Springer called me. I made up a lie, right? It was me and my roommate. We were watching Jerry Springer one night. That's when Jerry Springer used to come on at 10 o'clock at night. We were watching Jerry Springer. And we were sitting there thinking, like, we can go on the show. We could just make some shit up, go on the show, right? And we both was dating these two sisters. You know, they were blood sisters. We was dating them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we was going to get them to come in with us. You know what I'm saying? Make it like this big, this huge foursome, and you know what I'm saying? We swinging and all that kind of shit. But the kicker was, we were going to bring them, you know, we're going to bring both of them on there to tell them a secret. And the secret was going to be, we secretly want to be with each other, me and my roommate. That was the secret. We were going to tell our girlfriends that me and him going to be together. And Jerry Springer, they actually called me back. Straight up.
What did y'all do? Did y'all tell them the truth and say, nah, we was just lying, we made it up?
No, the two sisters didn't want to do it. They backed out.
Oh, okay.
They didn't want to go through with it. We sat down for like 2 weeks. Making shit up so everybody had their story straight. And then at the last minute, they was like, no, we ain't gonna do it. I was hot. You know, we were gonna be holding hands. We're gonna do everything except kiss. But we're gonna be, you know, we holding hands and shit. We rehearsing in the living room. True story. Them motherfuckers call us back. Like, we want y'all to be on the show. I was like, bad. They supposed to call us back with, you know, information and when they were going to fly. They were going to fly us down there, pay for the hotel, all that shit. And they backed out. We don't want to do it. I'm mad than a motherfucker. Could have had my 15 minutes of fame. That's a true story. Could have had my 15 minutes of fame. I'm going to get on TV one day for something. If it's a lie, so be it. But I'm getting on TV. Give my 15 minutes. But, all right, Wick, I know you ain't called in a long ass time. What's on your mind, bro? And that's why your ass don't call.
What? That's what just been working. Just been working, bro. Just been working. Ain't nothing much on my mind.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to give you the flow, bro.
Oh no, I don't need the flow. Go right
Janine
ahead.
Don't want to hear. Janine ain't trying to hear my Jerry Springer story. So everybody radio
on
land. I was almost on Jerry Springer. If I could find somebody to do a good ass lie with me, I'll call them up. It was right back. My wife won't do it. She worried about what the church folks gonna say. She ain't gonna get on there and lie for me. You know what I'm saying?
She said she worried about what the church folks gonna say.
Yeah,
well,
she worried about church.
Well,
so you ain't gonna be on there embarrassing me.
You don't have anything true that you could get on there and be honest about?
Hell no. Not for no Jerry Springer shit. I know. I don't live like that. I have no idea. I got nothing for now. You might talk to my co-host. He might be going there with some old crazy ass shit. But I can't do it. It had to be a lie for me. For Jerry Springer, got to be a lie. If I can find somebody creative enough to do it,
mm-hmm.
You know half that shit ain't real.
Well, I know that.
Half that shit real.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Janine, I got another one we can do.
What?
We can do that the submissive shit. You know what I'm saying? You had you get on there with your leather shit on, and I be in there crawling around with the apple in my mouth on a dog collar.
Mm-hmm. So I would be the one that's controlling you.
You be the what they call it, the
dominatrix
or whatever. Yeah, whatever it's called.
Dominatrix.
If you want to do it, I do it. We can make some shit up.
You gonna put on them tight leather pants and everything.
No.
You might as well do the leather suit, man, with the mask and stuff where she got the zipper to open the zipper up. Yeah.
No, I think a pamper would be crazier. It's got to be some crazy shit for Jerry Springer.
Oh, goodness.
Nobody would expect a 46-year-old man coming out there crawling on his hands and knees.
Well, nobody want to see you in a pamper. They going to cancel the show, dude. No.
Man, I just want my dream down. It's 15 minutes. You know, each segment is like 15 minutes long. That's our 15 minutes. Who knows where we can go from there? We could fuck around and be doing Barbara Walters. From 15 minutes of Jerry Springer. We could go nationwide. You know, you have on a little cat mask, the Catwoman mask. You know what I'm saying? Change your name.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, be like, hey, here's Sandy. And, you know, you come up with some kind of little pet name. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For Sandy and Crawling Tim. I come out there crawling on my hands and knees.
That shit'll work.
I'm telling you. That shit'll work. But now, you know, we got to tell everybody. You know, we got to tell everybody we know. You know, it's just some bullshit. Because, you know, motherfucker be calling and shit. Like, hey, man. Did I just see you? Was you just on Jerry Springer? No, that wasn't me, bro.
What a big ass diaper.
Right.
Say, dude.
That was you, man.
I swear to God, that was you, dude. I got it on tape.
I saw you.
I recorded that shit
tattoo.
On DJ.
Say what?
I think it'll work. Janine, would you do it if I put it together and I call Jerry Springer and sell it to him? Would you do it?
Do that even still come on?
Yeah,
yes, it still comes
on.
I watch it today.
Oh,
if I call them motherfuckers and sell it to them,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I sell it to them big time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it? Would you go on there with the lie?
No, I would
yes
not
or
go
no?
on there.
Oh, come on. Why you wouldn't do it?
Because I'm not going to do it. For what?
She said not the diaper. Maybe if you put the leather suit on, yeah. But not the diaper.
I'll put
dude.
The leather suit on. I'll put the leather suit on. With the butt out.
What?
Oh, no.
Why you gonna have your ass out, man?
It's Jerry Springer, man. It's got to be wild and crazy. Outlandish. You wouldn't do it?
Nope, can't do it.
Oh, come on, man. I thought you of all people would be down for something like that.
Man,
I'm about to call.
I got no. I can't do it.
No, you got a mask on.
Well, people still know who you are just because you have on a mask.
And your name is Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to put that shit together.
Who was that? Big Taco be having goddamn motherfucker with that big ass diaper on. Crawling on his hands and knees talking about, yes, ma'am.
No, it's yes, mistress.
Yes, mistress. You smacking them all on his ass. What the hell was y'all doing?
Right, with one of them little whips. Not a real whip, but you know, the little feathery ones. You know what I'm talking about.
I think the real whip will work, Rabbit.
Shit, you hit me with a real whip, it's on. This ain't Africa. I ain't no slave now.
Hit your ass like Cooper Kid
Cake. I'm about to call Liquor Store. I think Liquor Store will do it. Janine want to protect her corporate image. And besides, when Jerry Springer come on, they supposed to be at work. How the hell they watching the show? They supposed to be at work.
They might tape it anyway. They could be taping it. I don't even know if they would even watch that, but.
Exactly. That's the corporate world. Right. They ain't watching that shit.
Today, could you please come to the main office, please? No, I'm not sure, but I want you to watch this tape with me. Is that true?
Bob, you sitting there. Let's take a fool, Miss B. I ain't saying shit.
I'm sorry, Janine. We have to let you go right now. Because you got
you
walking around on Jerry Springer, goddamn, with a motherfucker with a diaper on. A big ass motherfucker with a diaper on.
And they didn't call me because of my tattoo. They didn't enlarge the tattoo on the TV screen.
Like,
nah,
that
come in
you.
With makeup.
Well, that shit ain't me.
Oh. And you.
Like Eddie Murphy
said. You drive a school bus. What you think them people going to say to you with the diaper?
Kids gonna get on the bus giving you a diaper.
Wait a minute, you drive a school bus, you coach kids. Oh man, they gonna ban your ass. This nigga walk around on his spare time with a diaper on.
You know the kids, Jerry Springer. He bought a new diaper for you. This is fun
driving. Oh man, yeah, I could been a kid and seen that shit. Oh my god, I'm gonna terrorize that motherfucker. Don't let me
take my
like
belt
it.
Off and beat his ass. I would beat all their ass right there on the bus.
Come
on,
Mr. Bus Driver. Let me smack you on your ass with this whip.
You know, you shit on yourself, Mr. Bus Driver.
Oh, yeah, they going to beat your ass up.
Fuck all the
time. Hey, they whispering behind them and shit. I bet he got it on right now.
I forgot about that. Man. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
I think I'm about to stick to the DNA story. I got to try to keep my job. I forgot about the kids.
Exactly.
Hey, but we can still do Maury.
They can still do Maury.
Coach your son, I'll be like, I just want to have a relationship with my dad. He don't claim me. I'd be seeing him down the street and be trying to talk to him. He'd just be ignoring me. You know what I'm saying? And then, when they do my tape, I'll be like, yeah, Janine, she a home,
you're not
man.
Understanding. You're not understanding. I wouldn't take my youngest son through that because the person he knows as his father is really not his father.
Oh, shit. He opened it up for my damn old book.
Oh, see.
Can't do that.
Now, you try and go in there with some real shit. I'm lying. Now,
exactly.
You're bringing up real shit. It's just a damn lie.
That's why I said no. And then that's what I said. They pull
out
his
real father. Can't worse.
They pull out his real father, and he ain't the father either.
Whoa.
Then I said, then you would have me on there looking like, oh. How many brothers you been fed with?
Yep, Maury, how you in the back? Well, Janine, if you want to bring somebody else on the show, we'll tap them for you. We'll help you if you want to.
Oh, well, I said, you ain't been in my ass, I said. No,
hey, are you gonna storm off the stage like,
no, she got to run like a track star.
I'm the one that
run to the back.
I'm talking about the ass. Look at your ass. What is you getting out here with all these men for? Talk about you don't know who the father is.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's possible. I think a woman knows, you know what I'm saying, who the real baby dad is. I think they pick them other motherfuckers for selfish reasons.
Because they
you know,
want them to be, and it's always the one you don't want to be the father. You wait for that motherfucker to be the last one you do the DNA on. You knew he was a damn father in the first place. You just didn't want him to be. Mm-hmm.
And women really know that shit, right? I believe they know.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Although, I think that bitch Manfred, from Maury, I don't think she do for real. She was on that for like 9 times. She was throwing it out of both drawers, legs with an extra pair in her pocket.
And see, that's my definition of a hoe. If it's 9 different dudes and none of them is the father, you had to sleep with these dudes with 9 different people in like a 2-week period.
What? I think it's closer than that. I don't even think it's a 2-week period. I think it's closer than that when you talking about, you know, pregnancy and stuff. But my thing is, I don't know. I mean, people do what you gotta do. I don't care, but I'll just say it. I think you know. I think a lot of times women know more than likely who the father is. They just pick them last because they don't really just don't want him to be the father. It always be
that you know
you fucked up soon after you did it. Fuck, I shouldn't have fucked this motherfucker. I don't know what I did this for. And that be the one.
Yeah, I think they know too. You know what I'm saying? I think they'd be like, well, he got good hair, so I'm going to make him the daddy. You know what I'm saying? I actually heard two girls say that. I'm having a baby with him because he got good hair. What? That ain't no reason to have a fucking baby. Because you want your baby to have good hair? So you pick a motherfucker with good hair to have a baby with. That's dumb.
What if he come out with nappy hair like the mama?
You know what I'm saying? Then what you gonna do? Get a baby back? You can't give it back. That's dumb as hell. But they be, I believe they be knowing. I believe they be like 99% sure. But they want that 1% to be that other motherfucker because he might have a good job or, you know what I'm saying? Doing the, you know, he got something going for himself. So
he got something
you're just
going to
make
him,
this
yeah.
motherfucker the baby daddy. Yeah, he my baby daddy. Okay,
like
get the fuck out of here.
I had a friend who, hell, she was, well, I really shouldn't be saying this, but whatever. The pastor's daughter of the church I grew up in.
Okay.
And she had, I don't know how many people she took for a DNA test, but I think a couple of them were the women, a couple of the women's husbands from the church.
Whoa. Was this shit
and
on Maury?
You say the pastor does.
No, this was like real life shit. Going to court, DNA testing. Trying to figure out who the father was. But the whole thing about it is you didn't need all that. But I think she knew who the father was. You knew who the father was. We looking at the baby, telling her who the baby looked like. You know what I'm saying? You know who this child father is. You better quit playing. She just didn't want him to be the father because he was her godbrother.
Her godbrother?
He was her godbrother?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have picked a whole bunch of different motherfuckers, too.
He was godbrother, and y'all ain't really related.
I mean, they not, but I'm just saying, you know, I guess because they families was close or whatever, blah, 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 you know.
Well, now they can be real close.
She was just in bed, so, you know, she just really didn't want him to be the father. But whatever. But it's okay that you just slept with these women's husbands at the church.
Right. She just started a whole lot of shit now.
And thanked them for DNA tests. I said, girl, she just fucked up
DNA testing. The pastor is booked up because the pastor got all kind of sessions going on with the couples in the church. That motherfucker booked up for the next month. He got to be a straight up counselor.
He's a marriage counselor.
It's about to be a whole bunch of divorces in the church.
How can you listen to the pastor when his daughter is the one that's, I mean, and then what, you go to the pastor for assistance with your marriage when it was his daughter that did it? How do you do that?
Your slutty ass daughter. I bet my test said.
Could you really do that though? And let him, you know, talk to you about your marriage and stuff.
What he doing? He's probably getting a wife.
He got to go get an assistant pastor. That's what the fuck he got to do.
You know, it really.
He needs counseling himself.
No, but honestly, he was a good pastor. He was a good guy. I just don't know. I don't know.
His daughter was just a hoe.
You know, kids, they going to do what they going to do. But, see, I don't know about that.
Janine, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. If I was the pastor of the church, I'm the pastor of the church, and I got to sit across the table from a motherfucker that's fucking my daughter, could be my son-in-law. I'm gonna take my little, you know, the little white thing they wear. I'm gonna take that off. Sit it on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to beat his motherfucking ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be. I'm not a pastor right now. I'm a father.
Yeah, cause she
and
was
not
a minor.
The church father.
I mean, at least
what?
Yeah, she was a minor when all this was going on. Cause the I mean, her godmother was the. Her godbrother was the only one that was around her age. They were the only ones around the same age. The other people that she was taking for DNA tests, them was grown men. That was Mary. She was.
They going? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's
so if anything, they, you know, I mean, but it's like a double edged sword because as the pastor, he had to discipline his child. He had to stop her from coming to the church. But how do you look at these men, these grown men, supposed to be Christians, you know, that's just sleeping with your minor daughter? You see what I'm saying? Your underage daughter.
Yeah, the church would have been shut down. My church would have been closed. We wouldn't even be at church no more because I'm snapping. I'm pastor or not, I'm snapping. Lord, forgive me, but I'm about to kill some motherfuckers up in here. I'm snapping like, ooh, wait. And how old was she? 16, 17?
Yeah,
doing grown ass men?
Yeah.
Ooh, wait. And I'm the pastor? I'm trying to read the scripture. I'm looking at this motherfucker that just took a DNA test with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be a hell of a sermon. That's going to be a hell of a Sunday. That's going to be a Sunday ain't nobody going
to get. You say that? Oh, man, could you imagine that sermon that Sunday? Ooh-wee. And Lord, give me the strength to keep me from jumping down off this podium and kicking this man ass. Oh, forgive me.
Men.
Oh, yeah. Men. Oh, yeah. Men. Oh, man.
Yeah. He actually stayed with one of them for a minute and moved in. He left his wife and everything. This was she had gotten a little bit older, though. Took the woman's husband. I mean, they had five kids together, too. I was like, damn. And she moved in with them. They was living together for a couple of years, too. I was like, oh, girl, you going to pay somebody's husband. Damn.
And imagine as being a pastor, I got to look at
her. Oh, nah, them kids.
I got to look at her every Sunday, knowing my daughter took your husband.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and in that situation, the wife stayed in the church and everything. I had this. No way in hell I would have stayed in that church. And your daughter stole my husband from me, and now my kids being raised up.
There's no way.
Don't have no father.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't do it. I could not. People talk about me at the church. Look at this sorry motherfucker.
You know, people was talking. You know, no people.
Hell yeah.
Talking.
I would have been. I would have been talking about it like a motherfucker. Every time they pass the plate, I'd be whispering. Look at this broad. She dumb as hell.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And she was shitty, and you could tell she was shitty, which you know. She had the right to be mad. She was shitty for a long time, too. You could just see the expression on her face. Oh, I ain't going to say her name, though, but you know who I'm talking about.
We know who you're talking about?
You know who
really?
I'm talking about. Really? Yeah. And don't
her husband
say
got
her
took.
Name.
I'm not going to say her name. Shit, if people listen to the show, they know who you're talking about, too. I've said it plenty of times on the show who we talking about. Mentioned that name a few times.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say she's from Idaho, but. Now, her husband was the one that got took?
Yeah.
Wow. See, she could have she could have used my voice back then. I could have swooped on in there and said some sweet shit. She was hurting. Like, come on, girl. We go way back. Let me talk to you. What happened?
She had already had no five kids, though, already.
Did she date with him?
I you know, we're going to send the kids for him.
Might as well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no.
You should take everybody.
No,
oh, wow. I feel so bad
kids.
For her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wish I could reach out to her. I feel bad for her. That's kind of fucked up. That's bogus as hell. And she from the project. I'm surprised she didn't throw down.
She ended up okay, though. She ended up okay. I've seen her a few times over the years. Yeah, she ended up. I think she ended up getting remarried and everything.
Oh, that's good for her. I wouldn't tell my new husband that story. Yeah. Why'd you get a divorce? We just grew apart. Mm-mm. You know, I'm not going to be like, a 15-year-old took my husband and my kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, shit.
Yeah,
you take my wife
to church. That's why I tell people, I don't need to go to church to be with all that shit.
You ain't lying.
In the confinement of my home, I don't need to. Yeah, I was just going to church to see all the sinning that was going on. Shit.
Well, you know, it ain't nothing but a fashion show nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
I
went to a bogus ass church. I went to my boy church. This was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me to his church. I really wasn't in the church, but you know he was sanctified. Come at me every day. Go to church. Mm-hmm. Go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, man. I'm gonna go to church with you, dog. Just you know, come pick me up. Big ass church. It's a huge church. But it's mostly mm-hmm. his family. But it's a big old church, right? So I'm mm-hmm. sitting in the back. I'm peeping everything out. And I could have sworn I seen one of the deacons get his lady a signal and she got the Holy Ghost. He signaled to her, and she got the Holy Ghost. And when she got it, half the church got it. It just went from person to person. I'm like, man, I'm not coming back there. I saw him tell her to do it. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, my God.
He gave her a signal. He gave her a little hand signal. He made a little funny-ass signal with his hand, and that lady got the Holy Ghost. And I'm looking at my boy like, come on, dog. I just saw that, man. Come on, now. Shit ain't real. And I've been cool on church ever since. I mean, I can't afford to get in. You know, they charge too much just to get in that motherfucker. My wife hated when I say shit like that, but you know, they pass the plate around like 10 times.
Yeah, got bills,
you know,
to pay.
And then you got the mothers of the church watching.
Make sure you put something in there.
Everything. You better put something in there. The mother of the church be watching. He ain't putting nothing in the plate. I ain't got nothing to put in here. I'm broke.
Y'all tapped me out last week.
You know what I'm saying? I had to pay double because I bought somebody with me. I had to pay for him to get in. I had to pay to get in. I ain't got no more money. Y'all took it all. But yeah, I don't. Man, you know the pastor's coming up with babies out of wedlock. Nah, I can't fuck with that kind of shit. And then that one famous dude was gay. I forget his name. Janine, you know what I'm talking about? Real big famous black dude had the big old huge church. Bobby Jones or somebody like that. And he doing the boys in the church.
Whoa.
I'm like, come on, man. And then my favorite pastor was Pastor, y'all know who Creflo Dollar is?
This
is my dog. I love Creflo Dollar, but he a bad dude. But shit, he beating up on his kids. He locked up for beating his kids. I'm like, come on, man. Creflo was my man. He's so bad, he tried to get his church to donate to buy him a $40 million jet, private jet. I'm serious.
Not the building fund. Jet fund.
So I need a jet. You feel me?
He tried to get his...
Who the hell
but
you
see,
glad
he, to? Oh, huh? Y'all can use it, eh, Blue Moon? I'll fly y'all somewhere.
Hey,
but this for the church.
He tried to give me enough money to buy a jet. He needed a private jet. He already had one.
Where do you need to go? That's what I would say. You
oh, he's huge.
God, I need to talk to God.
He's huge. He goes everywhere. He goes Africa all over. He goes up millions of places. He's worth like $20 million.
Oh, for no shit.
He's a huge, his church is like one of the biggest churches in America. I mean, you got like 20,000 members. Huge church. I'm surprised y'all never heard of him. Creflo A. Dollar, Pastor Dollar.
Mm-mm.
He's huge. He tried to get the motherfuckers to buy him a jet, a private. He got one jet, but he said that one's breaking down. He got a new one. $40 million.
They was donating too, wasn't it?
He didn't get enough money to buy it though.
Well, he was trying.
So he was trying like a motherfucker. He was trying like a motherfucker. I mean, he needed like 300 people to give him $10,000 a suit, some shit like that. I'm like, man, this motherfucker crazy. A jet? Man, I should have been a pastor.
Man.
That's a hell of a hustle. That is a hell of a job. You know what I'm, the church pay you, they pay your rent, your mortgage, your light bill, they provide your transportation. That was a hell of a job, man. I should have been, I missed my calling. I did. I missed my calling. It's a hell of a job. But I wouldn't have my daughter at the church, though.
No, I wouldn't have no kids at the church. I had to stop my kids.
No, my daughter ain't being part of the church.
No.
This daughter fucking up the damn deacons.
Yeah, yeah. I don't trust it at all. Let me ask y'all about
the
story
I
seen. Did you
see
the story about the family beat the girl so she could have a miscarriage? They said the mama, I think, it was like three other people. It wasn't like the father or nothing. It was like her brothers. And they were all like in their, like the guys were in their 20s. And then the mama, you know, she's 47 years old. And they said the, I don't know if the mama found out she was pregnant or something, but they said, and she was far along. She wasn't like no 2 months or nothing like that. They just laid her down. A couple of them held her down, and the other two was like punching her, stomping her in her stomach until she had a miscarriage. Did you hear about that?
Oh my goodness! I did not hear this story.
Yeah,
that is horrible.
I was like, this shit is crazy, and I guess she I don't know if she ever, she must have been the one to call the police or something after it happened. I don't know how it all came out. But now they're saying they don't know if they knew, but she was actually assaulted by another family member and was getting molested. So that's how she ended up pregnant. They said, well, why didn't she say nothing? And she was like, she was embarrassed and she was scared. So now she's scared. You've been raped, you've been molested, and now you're pregnant, and then your mama and your brother beat the baby out of you? Cause baby, she didn't tell nobody that she had been assaulted and raped. So they probably was just looking at her like, you didn't sleep with some little boy and got pregnant. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. How old was the girl? You remember?
That's great.
They said, I can't even remember how old they say she was. I think they said like 14 or something like that.
I think they
said she was in the 8th grade or something. I think they said she was in the 8th or 9th grade.
I hope they locked every single one of them motherfuckers up. I hope they're getting their asses toe up in jail. That's a horrible ass story.
I was like, I couldn't believe that shit. I said, what? I ain't never seen nothing like that ever before in my
life.
That's
crazy.
And the mom is the ringleader.
Yeah. Yep.
Say the mom is the ringleader.
And I ain't even gonna tell you what they did with the baby. So the baby had to have been big enough where they had to get rid of the baby's remains. Okay.
Do y'all even want
to know what they did?
What'd they do?
They put the baby on the barbecue grill.
Are you serious?
I am not making this story up. I am not making this up. They barbecued the baby until it was burnt enough, I guess, on fire enough where they felt it was burnt. And then they put it in a bag and threw it out somewhere.
Yeah. And it got to be black people.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that shit.
That is horrible, man. That is terrible.
Oh, like,
that is so fucked up. This had to be down south.
I'm trying to say, and that's why I was trying to remember where they said it was at, too. I just read it earlier today, but shit, I was reading so much.
they got to be from the south. That's the shit southern motherfuckers do. That is terrible.
That is terrible, man.
Because that's also, if it was just a regular miscarriage, usually you can't even tell it's a baby. You know what I'm saying? So she had to have been far along for it to have, you know, for it to be a baby. It had to have been a baby.
I hope they tear their asses up in jail. I try not to wish bad shit on people. But I hope they getting fucked up in jail every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope they wear their asses out, all of them. That is a fucked up ass story.
Yep.
That is terrible.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And these motherfuckers in their 20s, they know better.
Yeah, because none of them were kids. So they named all of them and had all their ages, all the men. It was only the one was the mother. The other three were guys, and they were all in their 20s.
I hope them motherfuckers don't never get out. I hope every last one of them get convicted.
I hope they get killed themselves. That's fucked up.
That is a horrible-ass story. I can't believe my... And this is their sister?
Yeah. Your family doing this to you. I mean, it's just like, I've already been assaulted. I mean, for Christ. I mean, it's for goodness sake. Hey, it's like, and then you find out on Friday, and that's what you do? Beat them up. And what they said was the mama tried to give her something to take to kill the baby at first. And whatever she gave her didn't work. She tried to give her them day after pills and tried to start giving her birth control pills or something to try to kill the baby. That's what she was trying to give her stuff first, kill the baby. And when that didn't work, she just was like, this baby's going to come out. And she, I don't know. I just don't understand it. Which means she was too far along to get an abortion. Because if that's the
exactly.
case, she got her an abortion. So that means she was too far along for that.
Right, exactly. All right, man, you back on, man, just to let you know. That's fucked up. That's a horrible-ass case.
That's a horrible-ass people.
Yeah, you need to look that up. I was, like, shocked.
I am. I want to read that
What
story.
Was that at? What was that at?
I can't remember exactly where they said. I can't remember where they said it was at.
I'm going to try to look it up right quick before they kick us off. I'm going to sure try to find this motherfucker. That is a fucked up ass story. I'm sure going to look this motherfucker up. Mother kills daughter. Baby? I don't know. Let me see if that. Oh, my goodness.
That
you found it?
It was in
no.
Texas.
Them motherfuckers.
Found another one, though. Yeah. If they don't, they should.
You know, I just typed in mother kills daughter.
How did they
baby.
Get killed? I mean, how did they get caught? Somebody told.
Well, she said the daughter called the police.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part.
Look,
yep,
I went to.
She was 14, so actually it was two women and two guys. So I guess two with her brothers, one sister, and her mama. But all of them family, and they didn't beat the little 14-year-old like that.
Oh, that is so terrible.
In Texas.
Well, you know what, Janine? Thank you for having me up for the rest of the damn night. I ain't gonna be able to sleep now. That's a terrible ass story. Oh my goodness.
All I put
I'll be
in
up
was
all
family,
night thinking about this shit.
All I put was family beat and it came right up.
Well, I'm sure gonna I put in mother kills daughter's baby. Listen to some of the. Listen
to
the headlines.
Get a lot of stuff. You gonna get a lot of stuff on that.
Man,
mom accused of baby's beheading. How do you chop your own baby's head off?
That motherfucker must be in something very rare. I guess she took it for real. I kill you. Shit.
This
How
one
your
chick.
Mom cut your head off.
This one chick killed her 3-month-old baby and delivered the head of the dead baby to the father.
Wait, but what you say? Say that again. You said what? The father
chopped,
did what?
The mama chopped the 3-month-old baby girl's head off and delivered it to the father.
Oh, that's fucked up. It would have been another murder because I'd have killed that bitch down on the spot with my bare hand. That is horrible.
That happened in Ohio.
In
oh,
Ohio,
goodness.
See? I
mom
I was
accused of setting girl on fire.
Damn.
That is terrible. Yeah. What you type in, Janine?
Family beat. Family, because it was the family the beat, and it should say 14-year-old. That's
oh,
that, all I had to put in was. That's all I had to do was put in family beat, and it came up.
Dude, I'm looking
I'm
at share the news that
yep.
they got over here. A teacher took to a field trip to a sex shop. Sex shop
yeah,
field
I read,
trip.
I read about that. I read another one like that where two teachers took 4 high school students for a camping trip for sex.
Whoa.
And they had their mug shots. One of the teachers looked scared than the motherfucker. The other teacher's like, shit, I've done this. She done got this her second time doing it. First time they couldn't prove it. Yeah, I see that. She was 8 months pregnant.
Damn.
And they beat her for 6 hours.
For 6 hours?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I said they did it for a long time for the baby to miscarry because it was that far along. It was probably healthy.
Dude, deep that shit. Look.
They beat her for 6 hours.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't got they goddamn picture up here. But I wish I could see their fucking pictures.
Oh, that's
where
I see also. You sure they had all 4 of their pictures? All 4.
Oh, they had 4. Of
them. Yeah, all 4 of them picture was on there.
That is so bad.
Well, you must not have seen the one I seen then, but yeah, they did put their pictures out there.
Yeah, I'm going back. I just clicked the story.
Mm-hmm, because that's ridiculous.
That's fucking horrible.
The baby.
That's what got me.
The baby.
Put the baby on a goddamn charcoal grill and set it on fire.
Exactly.
No, I don't see their pictures.
Oh, man, I came up with pictures.
That's right, because motherfuckers fight, kill their ass.
I hope they do kill them motherfuckers, man. Oh, okay, now I see their picture.
I clicked on a different story.
Yeah. Yeah, I see him. And that motherfucker, that first motherfucker, looked big as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked young than a motherfucker.
The sister?
Oh, she 20.
She's 25.
Yeah.
But the other two, they were in their 20s, and then the mama was 40-something.
45.
That
is horrible, man. Motherfuckers like that need to be killed instantly. I'm sorry. These motherfuckers, I got to share this shit. I'm sharing this shit to my fucking Facebook page. This is fucking terrible. I'm about to cuss their ass out in my posts. Some of them bitches.
No. Yeah, this is type of stuff that be going on. That's what I always tell people.
It's a
people look at the situation, and they always, you know, people always say, you know, they in a bad situation. Believe me, it's always a worse situation out there. Your situation
I agree.
Ever as bad as we think it is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm. And believe me, it's people out there that's going through some fucked up shit.
It ain't nothing that bad to where you got to do that to a 14-year-old, though. I don't give a fuck what's going on. Ain't nothing that bad.
No, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? And then she was being abused on top of that. It's not even her fault.
Exactly. If that's the case, if you so did not want her to have that baby then, you could have gave the baby up for adoption then. You know what I'm saying?
Anything other than what they did.
Exactly. You had plenty of options. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're getting a whole lot of options now. 20 to life, 30 to life, 40 to life. You pick one of them options, you dumb motherfuckers. This shit got my blood boiling. I'm actually getting pissed. That little girl gonna be fucked up for the rest of her life over this dumb shit.
Yep.
Something that wasn't, and she probably gonna blame herself.
Yep.
For getting pregnant in the first place.
Yeah, and then you got the whole aspect of now she don't have no family. Who she got now? You hear what I'm saying? So now she's causing the whole family broken up and them in jail. And she gonna blame herself. Even though it's not her fault, but still. You know, they don't know
nowhere near
her
fault.
They don't understand. No. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's some shit you can't even describe. You can't put shit like that into words.
Nope.
That's
one of the worst things
I've
ever seen.
And Texas got the death penalty, so I hope they get it. This is definitely a death penalty case.
Yeah.
I'm going for the death penalty on this. They barbecued the baby. The baby was already dead.
Oh, that well, you
right
know, they
there,
trying to get rid of evidence. Yeah, at that point, they just trying to get rid of the evidence that she even had a baby.
They should have killed the 14-year-old. What they thought she was going to do?
Exactly.
Take the beating? I bet
well,
you all of them in jail right
they
now.
They had to hold her down. They were holding her down. So probably, more than likely, the women were probably ones holding her down and they had the men beating her like that.
Oh, that's terrible. That is so terrible. I'm going to go hug all my kids tomorrow on the bus. I'm going to give each one of them a hug.
Don't be hugging them damn kids. He's going to see you on the news. The bus driver.
You know.
Yeah, you hear my mind.
You know, them kids, you can't be hugging everybody's kids, man. They take them
home.
That's
true. I didn't think about that, but goddamn. This story is really affecting me. I might have to give him a fist pump.
To the wrong level. Yeah. Fist pump.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-wee. That's terrible. That's terrible. I'm going to read every single article they got on this story, too.
Yep.
Every last one of them. That is so fucked up. It really is. But on a lighter note, I got 15 more days, 2 weeks.
Yes, sir. Oh, my phone's about
to
die, but yep, I'll be there.
15 more days for what?
We all going to Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, have fun. Where y'all going to be staying?
God damn, what's the name of that damn place? I forgot the name of it. I can't remember the name of it. I'm using my time chef, so they hooking me up somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we supposed to be leaving on the 18th. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Vegas. Me and all my homies, we rolling. I can't wait. But all right, Janine, we pass our time. Hey, you know what? Me and you, we had good shows together. It'd just be me. It'd be like me and you, what, last Tuesday, today? Shit, we be rocking and rolling in this month. We don't need his ass. Fuck him. I'm going to fire his ass. See, we going to keep the party going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got any last words, dear?
I'm good. That story did. I don't know why I brought it up, but it was on my mind. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
I'm about to read it right now as soon as we hang up.
Yeah. Well, everybody have a good night, and I will definitely be on here next week.
That's what's up. All right. Thank you for calling, Janine. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. SinCityRadioShow.com, which should be up by the end of the month. So we should be rolling with that. You know what I mean? But once again, thank everybody for calling. We're going to do the same thing next week, next Tuesday, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. Peace, love, and hair grease. You have a good week, Janine. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too.
All right. Deuces. Peace, we out.